News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6.07, FM Talk 106.5, Dr. Bill talking about chance of rain in the mix and maybe some severe weather in our area. That's coming up right after we check traffic with Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No accidents in light traffic across the Bayway downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. Off of Airport, Dauphin and Moffitt, 65 light traffic and no delays from Schillinger, 3 Notch, Tillman's Corner and Theodore looking good. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. They're now offering the newly announced military, veterans, and first responder 5% discount on everything in the store. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect occasional showers today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. And I'll just offer this quickly to other media sources and folks in Alabama that are talking at length now about the passage of the gas tax and this infrastructure set of actually, they still don't have that right. They call it one bill. It's actually three bills, the infrastructure bills here. They're talking about it now. That it has passed.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cute? We've been talking about it a long time. So just welcome aboard other Alabama media sources there's this gas tax thing.
Has this been in the works for a while or something, or did they just sneak this up on us?
Yeah, it just happened yesterday. And Governor Ivey had this to say.
Today, March the 12th, 2019, is a historic day for the great state of Alabama.
I mean, I would point out the Chicago Fire was a historic date for the United States. So, okay.
What the members of the Alabama legislature have done today is to improve Alabama's infrastructure for generations to come. Today and over the last several days, I have been so proud to watch the legislature at its finest hour of operation. Legislators from different parties, from different parts of the state, have come together not to make an easy decision, but to make a bold statement that they are all in when it comes to investing in Alabama's future.
All right, so we'll get to more from the governor's comments yesterday. Also, Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh and House Speaker Mac McCutcheon all speaking on that passage. I'll say a couple things. Number one takeaway is don't let them tell us in the future that they can't get something done quickly. I mean, they spend time. They will spend a whole session on inane things in Montgomery, not get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Something like this gets done in a week's time.
Yeah, 1 week, because they went into special session exactly a week ago today, right?
That's right. So they gaveled into regular session. The governor had called for, in the State of the State address, had called for a special session, so they gaveled out of regular, went into special, and as of yesterday, had passed this. Now, mind you, it had to go through the House, three readings through the House, any amendments and changes. The House did their part and voted it through on Friday. They took Saturday off, of course, took Sunday off. The Senate got it on Monday, and then by yesterday afternoon, it was passed and a done thing. It's also, I will say this, it shows that they can move if they're motivated for multiple reasons. They can move quickly in Montgomery. Also, I will take your belief whether you think the gas tax is right or not for the state of Alabama. It is a huge political win for Governor Ivey that a governor in the state of Alabama can take a plan. Now the governor had support from Del Marsh and Mac McCutcheon. Now, I want to talk about the politics of that later on this hour. But the governor can come in there and herd all those cats in a week's time to get something passed. That is FTW. I mean, that is for the win, big time, for Governor Ivey. Once again, not whether you like the bill or not, just the politics of it. She's riding herd up mm-hmm. there.
And not just getting something passed, getting a tax raise.
Tax increase. This increase. Is not some kind of, you know, this is not some kind of bill that has easy support from the people, you know, naming Alabama as the best state ever or something like that. It's not that. It is raising taxes on Alabamians. As she gets, think about this once again, think about the political muscle that was shown here, and that is that the governor goes in there in a week's time and has a legislature work together to pass this. And the bipartisan thing, they'll talk about the bipartisan thing. Okay, well, that's fine. But the Republicans could have done this without the Democrats. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you didn't have to be bipartisan.
And this is a huge win for the governor. I mean, we were going into her election, the election going into last year, and saying, you know, what has she done? She's just kept Alabama afloat since taking over in office. She hasn't really done anything contentious or really worked to pass anything huge. But getting this through, if she were to go up for re-election, this would certainly be a notch in her belt.
Yeah, well, I would say it would be politically, it would be early crowning achievement, but politically also it will be a headwind. Remind you, the Republican Party has been in control for the last, 10 or 12 years in the state of Alabama with a big control of the House and Senate and the governor's office. And here we go. This is a tax increase as pushed through by Republicans. In addition, I said the three things we've been telling you about that you should watch here. We've been telling you about this since last year. That coming up in session, Medicaid expansion, the lottery, and the gas tax were all coming up. And all three of those measures would have Republican backers. If I put you in the time machine, took you back 10 years ago and told you that, you'd tell me I was full of it.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's what's going on. And, you know, we'll see the reaction. And that's what we're going to do today, is get your reaction on the text line. And, of course, after 8 o'clock at 343-0106 on the phone. So same number. You can text us at 343-0106 or after 8 o'clock. We'll take your calls and your comments on what happened yesterday in Montgomery. I will point out, when they can't get other things done, the most basic things they bounce around in Montgomery and can't get finished, the legislature and the governor in a week's time passed what will be in 3 years, a 10-cent a gallon gas tax increase. Just 1 week. We'll be right back.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An inmate is on the run this morning after stealing a sheriff's office truck in Escambia County, Alabama. Deputies say Herbert Randall Adams escaped while working a cleanup detail on Highway 113. The truck was found just across the state line in Jay, Florida. A charitable pharmacy that provides medicine for free in Mobile is now the target of thieves. Someone used a heavy rock to break the door at the Ozanam Pharmacy on Cedar Street. The thieves broke into a donation box.
We have to actually purchase close to $100,000 worth of medication just to keep our shelves stocked. And then to have this happen, it just eats into a budget that's already compromised.
Baldwin County authorities are enforcing a spring break alcohol ban on the beach. 54 people have been arrested so far this spring break season in Baldwin County, 31 in Orange Beach and 23 in Gulf Shores. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through April 5th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank, make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Again now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Odell Beckham Jr. traded, Le'Veon Bell signed, and the number one team in the nation falls. At 6:20 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Odell Beckham Jr. is heading to Cleveland. In some surprising news last night, it was reported that the New York Giants have agreed to trade Beckham to the Cleveland Browns. In return, the Browns will send the Giants their safety, Jabril Peppers, a first-round draft pick for the 2019 draft, and a third-round selection. The Giants will take a $16 million cap hit for Beckham's contract after signing him to a new deal prior to last season. Here's Giants general manager Dave Gettleman just 1 week ago when asked if ODB was on the trading block.
We didn't sign Odell to trade him, okay? So I know that's all over the place. So understand that, and that's all I need to say about that.
Turns out they did sign Odell Beckham Jr. to trade him. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield has to be thrilled with the news. He now has a host of playmakers on offense with two former LSU receivers in Beckham and Jarvis Landry. An emerging tight end threat in David Njoku and running backs Nick Chubb and newly signed Kareem Hunt, who's likely to be suspended for part of the 2019 season. In more NFL news from early this morning, Le'Veon Bell is headed to the New York Jets. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Bell's four-year deal with the Jets has a max value of $61 million and includes $35 million guaranteed. The former Pittsburgh running back sat out the entire 2018 season rather than playing for the Steelers under a $14.5 million franchise tag. New Orleans Saints backup quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is staying in the Big Easy. NFL Network reported yesterday that Bridgewater turned down a big offer from his hometown team, the Miami Dolphins, to return with the Saints. NFL Network also reported that the Saints are expected to sign running back Latavius Murray and let Mark Ingram walk in free agency. Former Auburn Tiger Dee Ford has been traded from the Kansas City Chiefs to the San Francisco 49ers and will sign a five-year $87 million extension. The Chiefs will reportedly receive a second-round pick in return. In other reported deals, the Tennessee Titans re-signed safety Kenny Vaccaro and will sign Rams guard Roger Saffold and Dolphins end Cameron Wake. Wide receiver Cordarrelle Patterson is leaving the Patriots and will sign with Chicago. Cornerback Bradley Roby and safety Tashawn Gibson are set to join the Houston Texans. And after informing the New York Jets that he intended to sign with them, Vikings linebacker Anthony Barr apparently changed his mind and decided instead to stay with Minnesota. The South Alabama Jaguars men's basketball team is headed into the second round of the Sun Belt Conference Tournament. The Jags beat Arkansas State 75-67 last night in the Mitchell Center in the first round of the conference tournament. Josh Ajayi scored 22 points, and Corey Holden added 20 for USA. Now South will head to the main tournament site in New Orleans for round two against Louisiana. Tip-off is set for 5 o'clock tomorrow night. The number one ranked team in the nation, Gonzaga, fell last night to unranked St. Mary's 60-47 in the West Coast Conference Tournament Final. The Bulldogs' loss puts an end to the nation's longest winning streak and will likely knock them from the top of the AP poll.
An unranked team is who unseats number one.
That's exactly right. And St. Mary's was on the bubble for the NCAA tournament, so them winning their conference tournament automatically gets them in. They don't have to worry about that anymore. Wow. In the NBA last night, New Orleans lost at home to the league-leading Milwaukee Bucks, 130-113. LeBron James had 36 points and 10 rebounds, and the Los Angeles Lakers overcame a 20-point deficit to beat the Chicago Bulls, 123-107. That ended a 5-game losing streak for the Lakers. San Antonio beat Dallas 112-105 for the Spurs' 6th consecutive win. Philadelphia beat Cleveland 106-99. Indiana outlasted the New York Knicks 103-98. Portland shut down the LA Clippers 125-104. And Denver beat Minnesota 133-107. That's sports right here on Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig, and this is FM Talk 106.5.
All right, and coming up tomorrow, it's going to be Auburn at...
Yeah, Auburn, we'll find out tonight. They play Missouri and Georgia play tonight. In the first round tonight, so we'll find out. Auburn plays the winner of that game tomorrow at around 2:30.
And they could play again on Saturday?
They could play again on Friday. It's Friday. The games from here on out starting today.
Every day.
So if Auburn wins tomorrow, they'll play on Friday. And if they win again, which would likely be against LSU, then they'll play. No, LSU would be on Saturday. So they could play all the way through Sunday if they keep winning.
All right. Test 623. Be right back.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect occasional showers today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got accident-free conditions, a smooth ride across the Bayway for now. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, light traffic. No delays from Tillman's Corner and Theodore yet. And for the 1065 split heading northbound up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, you've got radar, but that's it. Advanced Dental Cover next to Walmart and Fairhope, now offering same-day all porcelain crowns with a 5-year warranty. Call 210-1777. Advanced Dental Cover. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 626 FM Talk 106.5. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast on the way. Brought to you by C Spire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new C Spire business. Industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, C Spire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology challenges. And learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire, customer inspired. Also on the way today, Jeff Poor joins us a little after 8 o'clock, and he's got a lot to talk about here with the gas tax passing and the series of bills. You'll hear everybody just say the gas tax. It's three parts. First part was the accountability bill, which gives further oversight over ALDOT by the legislature to be able to look at road projects, what's approved, what's not approved, and even a mechanism for a county or a municipality that feels like they were wronged in the deal to be able to plead their case in front of this group. Second part, the actual mechanism for getting the money, the 6 cents in year one, which, by the way, it starts in September. 6 cents, then 2 cents, then 2 cents. So over 3 years phased in, 10-cent increase. And the last one was the funding from that, partially going to the Port of Mobile. Talk more about that coming up.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The United States Geological Survey is reporting a third earthquake in less than a week on the Gulf Coast. The magnitude 2.3 quake was reported just north of Flomaton last night. On Monday, a 3.1 quake struck between Flomaton and Pollard. Last Thursday, a magnitude 2.7 was felt near Jay. A Good Samaritan pulled a Gulf Coast family from the wreckage of a plane crash near Waterloo, Illinois. The plane, with three people on board, including a child, took off Tuesday morning from Brookley Field and crashed about 24 miles from St. Louis.
We heard a child crying, and so that's when we broke out and we were able to cut the seatbelt out of it. It was in the car seat.
The pilot, his wife, and their grandchild were all taken to the hospital. A man used his golf cart to help catch a suspect running away from deputies in Baldwin County at around 4 yesterday afternoon, as deputies were chasing the suspect. A nearby resident in Foley, who happened to be on a golf cart, picked up one of the deputies and joined the pursuit. They caught the suspect. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're ready to join the growing trend of tooling around town or the neighborhood in a golf cart, Cart Doctor says now is the time to buy during Cart Doctor's spring sale, featuring all street legal carts at the very best prices of the year. But hurry, these sale prices are good only through March. Street legal carts are fun, safe, and more convenient than your car. The golf cart lifestyle is becoming more popular. You see them everywhere. And with that popularity comes more cart ordinance enforcement. So be safe, be legal, be street legal with a new cart from Cart Doctor. Trisha and Steven are ready to make a deal, and you're sure to find the perfect cart from their enormous inventory with brands like Tomberlin, Star, and the all-new Icon models. All street legal and all on sale now. Choose from standard carts or upgrade to luxury models. Join the golf cart lifestyle at a great price now at Cart Doctor on Highway 90 in Theodore, Alabama's only Tomberlin and Icon dealer. Cart Doctor.
This is Chris Francis, board certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
The CEO of Ethiopian Airlines, which lost one of its new Boeing 737 MAX 8 jetliners in a deadly crash last weekend, wants Boeing to follow the lead of more than a dozen nations in grounding the fleet. Boeing and the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration say that's not necessary, even as Omar Jimenez reports pressure is mounting.
The airline CEO said the pilots reported something was wrong in an exchange with air traffic control.
So he was having difficulties with the flight control of the airplane.
Last October, a Lion Air flight using the same Boeing model crashed off the coast of Indonesia. The flight attendants union, lawmakers, and others seeking FAA action.
Britain is facing a divorce from the European Union without an exit deal in place, meaning the UK would not have any arrangements for trade with European nations after March 29th. This after the House of Commons last night widely rejected the latest plan worked out between Prime Minister Theresa May and the EU. Stock futures showing slight gains on Wall Street this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The FAA is facing mounting criticism for backing the airworthiness of Boeing 737 MAX jets as the number of countries that have grounded the aircraft grows in the wake of the Ethiopian Airlines crash over the weekend. The rest of the world typically takes its cues from the FAA, long considered the world's gold standard for aircraft safety, but other aviation safety regulators, including the European Union, China, Australia, and the UK, have decided not to wait for the FAA to act. The Ethiopian disaster came just 5 months after the deadly crash of another new Boeing 737 MAX 8 operated by Lion Air in Indonesia. Lumber liquidators will pay $33 million to settle fraud charges by federal authorities who accused the company of falsely saying its Chinese-made laminate flooring met formaldehyde emission standards. The company is one of the biggest retailers of flooring products in the U.S. On Wall Street, futures are little changed. That's Your Money Now.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers, for smokers, to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 1065. Before we get to meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, I want to remind folks too, because we just had the report from KRG, another earthquake in the Flemington Century, Florida area last night. If you'll go to our podcast page on fmtalk1065.com, or if you subscribe for our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, you'll get my interview from yesterday with Dr. Alex Beebe from the Geology Department at the University of South Alabama, and discussion of the fault lines that run through our area and the seismic activity that has happened in the past, what's happening currently, and future possibilities. That podcast waiting for you, either going through our website or just check if you download our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or TuneIn Radio. They're waiting for you right there. All right, so from the Geology Department to the Meteorology Department and Dr. Bill Williams, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes. Not bad.
It's like we're like living in Egypt at this point here. I'm just waiting for the locust. Dr. Bill, let's talk about what you said we'd expect this week. Some rain here before the cold weather. What's it looking like right now?
Yeah, we're going to see a cold front come through tomorrow night, and we will see showers. Right now, we don't expect any severe weather. It looks like anything in the way of severe weather would occur well upstate. And even the rainfall, right now, most likely a half an inch. Some areas might get an inch of rain, but I would say closer to a half an inch as that front comes through. And that's going to set us up with some chilly weather over the weekend. But as for today, well, the wind's now around to the southeast, and that means it's going to be more humid. In fact, the wind will be running 10 to 20 miles an hour today, and that's because of a big storm system that has formed over Colorado, and it's going to continue to intensify as it moves across the Great Plains. This eventually, that storm system will track all the way up to the Great Lakes and across Wisconsin. But it's a huge storm and big enough to produce some gusty winds all across the south. So today, look for mostly cloudy skies. We might see an occasional shower, but another warm day up to around 75 or 76 degrees. Yesterday, we got up to 75. Now, tonight, a little better chance for some scattered shower activity. Tonight will be in the upper 60s, so not much of a change there. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, with a good chance for some scattered shower activity. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s. However, the best chance for the rain will be Thursday night. And there's a possibility of a few thunderstorms developing, but mostly shower activity as the front comes through. And then on Friday, we'll cool down a bit. Be about 65 degrees for Friday afternoon, as opposed to 75, of course, for Thursday afternoon. And we will see some showers, especially in the morning on Friday. As for the weekend, well, Saturday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, but only 58 for the high temperature on Saturday. And in fact, Saturday morning will be down into the mid-40s. As for the rest of the weekend, for Sunday, mostly sunny, and but temperatures only in the low 60s, and we'll see temperatures again drop into the 40s for Sunday night. So some chilly weather with Saturday in particular, a high of only 58 degrees.
But we do see the sun coming out on Sunday.
Sunday looks like a mostly sunny day. We'll see some sunshine on Saturday, but it looks like clouds will be streaming in above the cool air. And that's going to make it feel even cooler, the fact that the sun won't be out very much on Saturday.
Now, you've said it's not going to be that big a deal down here in our area, rainfall totals and not an issue for severe weather. But you did mention to our north, I'm listening to national news accounts, that this is a storm that's got some attention here through the central part of the country. They mentioned a bomb cyclone out of this.
Yeah, that's because it just formed very, very rapidly. Every so often that will occur, particularly in the wintertime, where the conditions are ripe, the upper atmosphere to cause pressure to fall, and we get a very strong cyclonic system and moving across the middle of the country. And this is one of the powerful storms, maybe the strongest of the winter.
Oh, wow. This would be the... Okay, so it is of a lot of significance here.
Yes, and the good news, of course, it's not coming into our area. It's going to head on up into the Great Lakes. But the trailing cold front will move through our area Thursday night. And that big storm will bring down the cool air out of Canada and give us those cool temperatures over the weekend.
Well, it sounds like so. If people would be maybe traveling out of Mobile to places in the Midwest or the upper Midwest, probably want to check the travel conditions probably over the next day or so?
Yeah, because a good portion of that storm will be snow on the northern and western side of that big low-pressure area. So the upper Midwest and the upper Great Plains are in for some really tough weather in the way of snow and bitter cold.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll get an update here soon and check back with you.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our update right here at FM Talk 106.5. A reminder, once again, because another one, it's funny, if you'll listen to a discussion I had with Dr. Alex Beebe yesterday, I said, I won't be bothering you till our next earthquake. Well, I may need to ring his phone again today because another earthquake, smaller in intensity, at 2-point-something that happened last night, Flemington Century area, same place it had it on Tuesday and same place it had it back on the 7th. That's three now in 5 days' time.
That's amazing.
So if you want to know more about earthquakes in our area, the assistant head of the geology department at the University of South Alabama, Dr. Alex Beebe, and I talked yesterday. That podcast is waiting for you through our website, fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for podcast.
Fair Hope was founded as a model community, promising equality and cooperation. 9 years later, Century Bank began with a similar philosophy: treat people fairly and with respect. Now Century Bank is proud to open our newest location in Fairhope at 861 Edwards Avenue. Come celebrate our grand opening this month. We'll have great prizes and giveaways. Plus, we'll be collecting food items for our friends at Prada Sea Pantry. Century Bank. We take banking personally. Member FDIC.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, already seeing delays northbound 65 at the Saraland exit. Exit 13, left lane's closed off because of construction as they're repairing the bridge from an accident last week. So far, we look great across the Bayway and the Causeway, and for now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, getting you the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
642 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It's official. We will soon pay more at the pump. This is Governor Kay Ivey signs a new gas tax into law with a goal being to raise more than $300 million a year for roads. It's a three-bill package. This is the first increase in state fuel taxes since 1992. The governor says every penny that is raised through this new resource will be scrutinized, will be accounted for infrastructure only. So by Labor Day, we will begin paying an extra 6 cents in state gasoline tax. Those for the bill says the plan would result in safer roads and bridges, faster travel, and a stronger economy. The state tax on gasoline and diesel fuel will increase by 6 cents a gallon after August 31st, followed by an additional 2 cents a gallon on October 1st, 2020, and another 2 cents on October 1st, 2021. Beginning in 2023, that number will be adjusted according to a National Highway Construction Cost Index. The 10 cent per gallon increase will raise an estimated $320 million a year to fund road construction and maintenance. ADOT will get 67% of the money, counties will receive 25%, and cities will get 8%. About $12 million a year will be earmarked to widen and deepen the shipping channel in the Port of Mobile to increase its capacity for cargo traffic. Do you remember when President Trump visited Lee County, the president taking time to meet with survivors and emergency responders who were all impacted by multiple tornadoes touching down, claiming the life of 23 people, injuring dozens more, and damaging buildings? Well, the president signed Bibles for survivors, and those Bibles have been put up for auction. A recent auction item lists the small black leather Bible touted as being signed by Mr. Trump, originally listed for $525, but being sold for $325. Graph Wizard Collectibles says the Bible was hand-signed and does have a certificate of authenticity. So if you weren't able to get in on that auction item, that same site also includes a book signed by Mr. Trump for his mother and father for $25,000 and an inauguration program autographed by the President and Vice President Mike Pence going for a whopping $9,999. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you own property that looks like a jungle, or own a waterfront home or lot and you can't even see the water, then you need to call Mako Forestry Services. Clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years, significantly improving the enjoyment, the use, and value of your property. Mako has all the equipment to get the job done, on budget and on schedule. Call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An inmate is on the run this morning after stealing a sheriff's office truck in Escambia County, Alabama. Deputies say Herbert Randall Adams escaped while working a cleanup detail on Highway 113. The truck was found just across the state line in Jay, Florida. A charitable pharmacy that provides medicine for free in Mobile is now the target of thieves. Someone used a heavy rock to break the door at the Ozanam Pharmacy on Cedar Street. The thieves broke into a donation box.
We have to actually purchase close to $100,000 worth of medication just to keep our shelves stocked. And then to have this happen, it just eats into a budget that's already compromised.
Baldwin County authorities are enforcing a spring break alcohol ban on the beach. 54 people have been arrested so far this spring break season in Baldwin County, 31 in Orange Beach and 23 in Gulf Shores. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Odell Beckham Jr. traded, Le'Veon Bell signed, and the number one team in the nation falls. At 647 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Odell Beckham Jr. is heading to Cleveland. It's some surprising news last night. It was reported that the New York Giants have agreed to trade Beckham to the Cleveland Browns. In return, the Browns will send the Giants their safety, Jabril Peppers, a first-round draft pick for the 2019 draft, and a third-round selection. The Giants will take a $16 million cap hit for Beckham's contract after they signed him to a new deal prior to last season. Here's Giants general manager Dave Gettleman just 1 week ago when asked if ODB was on the trading block.
We didn't sign Odell to trade him, okay? So I know that's all over the place. So understand that. And that's all I need to say about that.
Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield has to be thrilled with the news. He now has a host of playmakers on offense with two former LSU receivers in Beckham and Jarvis Landry, an emerging tight end threat in David Njoku, and running backs Nick Chubb and newly signed Kareem Hunt, who's likely to be suspended for part of the 2019 season. In more NFL news from early this morning, Le'Veon Bell is headed to the New York Jets. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Bell's four-year deal with the Jets has a max value of $61 million and includes $35 million guaranteed. The former Pittsburgh running back sat out the entire 2018 season rather than playing for the Steelers under a $14.5 million franchise tag. New Orleans Saints backup quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is staying in the Big Easy. NFL Network reported yesterday that Bridgewater turned down a bigger offer from his hometown team, the Miami Dolphins, to return with the Saints. NFL Network also reported that the Saints are expected to sign running back Latavius Murray and let Mark Ingram walk in free agency. Former Auburn Tiger Dee Ford has been traded from the Kansas City Chiefs to the San Francisco 49ers and will sign a five-year, $87 million extension. The Chiefs will reportedly receive a second-round pick in return. In other reported deals, the Tennessee Titans re-signed safety Kenny Vaccaro and will sign Rams guard Roger Saffold and Dolphins end Cameron Wake. Wide receiver Cordarrelle Patterson is leaving the Patriots and will sign with Chicago. Cornerback Bradley Roby and safety Tashawn Gibson are set to join the Houston Texans. And after informing the New York Jets that he intended to sign with them, Vikings linebacker Anthony Barr apparently changed his mind and decided instead to stay with Minnesota. The South Alabama Jaguars men's basketball team is headed into the second round of the Sun Belt Conference Tournament. The Jags beat Arkansas State 75-67 last night in the Mitchell Center in the first round. Josh Ajayi scored 22 points, and Corey Holden added 20 for USA. Now South will head to the main tournament site in New Orleans for round two against Louisiana. Tip-off is set for 5 o'clock tomorrow night. The number one ranked team in the nation, Gonzaga, fell last night to unranked St. Mary's 60-47 in the West Coast Conference Tournament Final. The Bulldogs' loss puts an end to the nation's longest winning streak and will not likely knock them from the top of the AP poll. In the NBA last night, New Orleans lost at home to the league-leading Milwaukee Bucks, 130-113. LeBron James had 36 points and 10 rebounds, and the Los Angeles Lakers overcame a 20-point deficit to beat the Chicago Bulls, 123-107. That ended a five-game losing streak for the Lakers. San Antonio beat Dallas, 112-105 for the Spurs' sixth consecutive win. Philadelphia beat Cleveland, 106-99, and Indiana outlasted the New York Knicks, 103-98. 10 minutes till 7 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown.
Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect occasional showers today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Again, we've got the delays. I-65 northbound at exit 13 through the construction. That left lane will be blocked off, and they'll be busy all day long. But beyond that, it's been a perfect start to the morning. Kick off St. Patrick's Day with a Jameson Whiskey Pairing Dinner at the Trellis Room at the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. It's a Saturday night, a four-course dinner for $55. For details and reservations, call 338-5403. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 654 FM Talk 1065. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. A murder-suicide shocks a local Mobile neighborhood. Mobile police are not releasing the names of the victims, but what we do know is the disturbance call came in just after 9 a.m. on Tuesday. According to Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Batiste, the fatal shooting happened at a home on Carlin Drive. When officers arrived, that's when they found three people deceased. So far, we know that there were two adult males and a female. All are related. Police have not released the cause of death, nor who pulled the trigger or the victim's names. We expect to learn more in the coming days as this investigation is still ongoing. A Florida teenager says a man held her against her will and now he is charged with sex trafficking. T. Henry Wulu Currens appeared in Mobile federal court on Tuesday. Prosecutors claim that he planned to force that young child to have intercourse with clients during Mardi Gras. Currens was charged with sex trafficking of children by force, fraud, or coercion in an indictment which was unsealed last week. A child told authorities that Currens forced her to drive to Jacksonville in late February, head toward Mobile for Mardi Gras, and that's where his plan was to force her to be an escort and take all of her money. The child says that he also abused her and would take her keys and cell phone so she could not ask for help. According to a criminal complaint, Robertsdale police arrested Currens after the child was able to escape and call for help at a gas station in Baldwin County. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
All right, 656 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Means Jeff Poore joins us coming up a little after 8 o'clock, and then we'll get his take on what happened yesterday. Although I would like to point out, we've been telling you all this gas tax thing was coming. We've been talking about all the parts of it through the. Now, hey, welcome lots of other people in Alabama media
that in the last 2 days said, wow, this gas tax thing.
And yeah, you even went on the road to shout it from Montgomery.
Right, right. But I'll tell you, just looking at the politics of it, not the right or wrong or what you think, the politics of it, a win for Governor Ivey to be able to herd the cats to get in just 1 week's time, 1 week's time, to get a Republican-controlled House, Republican-controlled Senate to vote on a tax increase. She did that. She got that done. I mean, obviously, it's not just Governor Ivey. It's the members of the legislature that voted for it. But she has the bully pulpit, the leadership position in the executive branch, and had that happen. And this is going to, at least on the scorecard for political wins short term, be big for Governor Kay Ivey. She said she's not running for another term.
Mm-hmm.
So we've heard from up there. So she's not worried about reelection. What about the members of the legislature that did vote for the tax increase? And that's our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Will you continue to support senators and representatives who voted for the gas tax? You can tell us yay or nay. Cast your vote in this austere body called FM Talk 106.5. Love to hear from you. That's on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Hour number two. Hey, we'll do that next.